Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. You are joining me today for more discussion on a time of release. The overall discussion is about a time of release, renewal, and restoration. But after having given an overview of the release, the renewal, the restoration, we're focusing on each one of those, each of those one at a time, and just to kind of get us back to where we were before, looking at release, and again, so that we're just on the same page, from Webster's, looking at how it's defined based on our approach, based on what we're looking into. We're choosing the dictionary definition that fits our context. All right, so we're not making up definitions here. We're going with real official definitions, but rather than discuss every variation of the definitions of each of these words, I'm deliberately pulling out of the dictionary the specific definitions that fit our context. That's part of the reason that they give different definitions, sub-definitions, variations of definitions of the words throughout the dictionary, depending on what it is that you're discussing. One definition or two definitions may work better than others. Some of the others may not even be appropriate. They may not fit at all. So, that's it. Here's the context, the definition within the context that we're looking at. Release. To free from confinement, bondage, obligation, pain, emotional strain, etc. One of the things that I've been sharing with the Speaking With community is that the need for release is something that people may experience. The need for release is something that people may experience regardless of social class, regardless of how much power we do or don't have, regardless of ethnicity, regardless of gender. None of that matters. By virtue of the fact that we are human beings living in a world filled with drama, we can find that we need to experience release from, and to be released from is to be freed from, and specifically, confinement, bondage, obligation, pain, emotional strain, etc. These just give us an idea of some of the reasons that we would need to experience release. But they are specific reasons given in the dictionary. Confinement, bondage. How many of you have felt like you've been trapped? Yeah, all as though you, no matter how hard you try, no matter how faithful you are, you just can't get ahead. You just can't seem to move. You feel restrained. You feel like you're in bondage. You feel like you've been confined and you need to be released from that. So we look at what we need to be released from, but we also think about what we need to have released to us. And sometimes we cannot receive the release, have that which we want to be, have released to us, whether that's a financial breakthrough, a healing breakthrough, whatever it might be. We cannot receive that until we are released from. And so one of the things that I was talking about when it comes to being released from is being released from the power of sin. Now, we'll look at that a little bit more in just a minute, but let me just remind you briefly of the definitions of renewal and restoration. Renewal. as a revival or reestablishing. It is a recovering of something like youth, recovering. Renewal is also being restored to a former state. And get this one, renewal is being made new or as if new again. To be made new, renewal, being made new or as if new again. Wow, that's powerful. Okay, and here's restoration. Restoration is returning to a former, original, unimpaired, normal condition. It's also defined as the restitution of something taken away or lost. Restitution, then, is defined as reparation made by giving an equivalent or compensation for loss, damage, or injury caused. So those are our definitions of release, renewal, restoration. This is a time of release, renewal, and restoration. And please remember, I shared with you that a time can last for more than 1 second, 1 minute, 1 hour, 1 day, 1 week, 1 month, 1 year. Depends on the circumstances. All right. So back to being released from. Because again, that's primary. It really is. Being released from the stuff that causes us so many problems. Now, I know that many people are thinking about the importance of being released, for example, from the power of evil spirits. That is important. That is important. It really is. But sometimes we won't be released from the evil spirits unless and until we make up our minds to be released from sin. Now, let me give you an example of what I mean. When I talk about being released from, I'm talking about total and permanent release. And I really want you to focus on that word permanent. Total and permanent release. So here's the deal. Sometimes people can be released from evil spirits, even though they have not first been released from their sin. And that's the case when people decide that they love their sin so much, they enjoy the pleasure that they get from their sin so very much, that they refuse to let go of their sin. They make the decision they don't want to be released from their sin. They want to continue to sin. Sort of like a man who I saw decades ago who came in a wheelchair. He was rolled into church in a wheelchair. He wanted to be set free from that physical ailment that made it impossible for him to walk. He wanted to get released from that wheelchair. But there was a problem. He needed to be released from his sin first. And then he needed to be released from the wheelchair. Unfortunately, he had his mind made up and he made it clear. He was not going to give up his sin. He was going to continue to sin. And if he was healed and able to get out of that wheelchair and start walking and doing all the things he had done before he was partially paralyzed, he was going to do all that again. He had his mind made up. That was the way it was going to be. He left the same way he came, in the wheelchair. Now, sometimes we do know that the Lord Jesus will heal people, whether they make a commitment to give up their sin or not. Think about that man who I shared with you, talked about him before, the man who was at the pool, Solomon's pool, and he had been paralyzed for a number of years. And he was at the pool wanting to be healed, believing he could be healed. The deal was, though, he was there with a lot of other people who also wanted to be healed. And the way it worked at that particular pool, an angel of God would come down, stir up that water. And once the angel stirred the water, you know, I shared this with you before, the first person and only the first person into that pool was healed. Him being paralyzed, you know, being unable to really get around, he could never be the first one in the pool. So when the Lord Jesus saw him at that pool, he went to that man particularly, asked him if he wanted to be healed. The man explained, when I'm trying to get into the pool, someone gets in before me. Jesus told him to pick up his bed, his mat, and walk. And through the power of his word, he healed the man. And it was only later on, when he saw the man walking around in the temple, he told him, now, you see that you're healed. Don't sin anymore unless a worse thing comes on you. He needed to give up his sin in order to have that healing be permanent. Sometimes the Lord Jesus will ask a person who wants to be healed if they're willing to be made whole. And of course, whole. You came asking to have your body healed, but your soul needs to be healed as well. You need to be freed from the power of your sin so that your soul can be made well in addition to your body being made well. He would ask them, are you willing to be made whole? And in those cases, the person would say, yes, I am. And he would heal soul and body. Sometimes people will desire to be set free from the presence and the power of evil spirits. And God will work through his servant to free that person from the power and the presence of the evil spirits. And that person goes right on sinning. And Jesus made it clear, when a person has those evil spirits driven out of them, but then that person, for whatever the reason, fails to be filled with God's spirit and with God's righteousness, they just go on emptied of the evil spirit, but they don't replace it with the righteousness that comes from God, with the Spirit of God, then that evil spirit that was driven out of them can return and can actually bring more evil spirits with it. So that person's release was not permanent because they did not make the commitment to be released from sin. And that's why I said the primary release that any of us needs is to be released from the power of our sin. We need to be set free from the love of our sin. We need to change our attitude and make the decision that we're no longer going to love the pleasure of sin. We're going to ask God to change us in ways that only he can change us, so that we are truly new people, new women, new men. Because again, for those who say we really need to be set free from the evil spirits, I agree, we need to be set free from them, anyone who is troubled by them. But first and foremost, the sin. Because remember, God really emphasized what was his priority. He told Joseph, the husband of Mary, when your wife has this son, you should call his name Jesus. Why? Because he will save his people from what? From their sin. That first and foremost. Back in a few.